It is time for another edition of the At Your Service Podcast, part of the Branson Podcast Network. Hi there, Scott McCauley with you. Glad to have you back on another podcast recording, and we're going to get to chance to see and visit with some folks we've not had a chance to visit with for a while. It has been, I want to say it was probably, it was in the fall sometime, I know, but it's been a while since we had a chance to visit with the Taney County Health Department. But on their return to the At Your Service podcast, you know what we're doing. We're celebrating. 50 years of a very special program. And of course, why is it important for those in Taney County? We're going to find out right now as Tammy Drake from the Taney County Health Department is joining us here in the Grand Country Studio. Tammy, it's great seeing you again.
Good morning. Good to see you, Scott.
You betcha. Yeah, it's been it has been a while. I know, well, for you and I, this is kind of like an annual deal because we usually are talking about WIC this time of year, but especially this year when Kara Miller reached out and said WIC is celebrating 50 years of service. Let's just kind of backtrack this a little bit and do a little history of the WIC program.
Sure. So WIC is celebrating 50 years of service. The first WIC clinic was actually opened in Pineville, Kentucky in 1974. Here in Missouri, the first WIC clinic to open, those were in Adair and Phelps County. And so move forward 50 years, there are actually 115 local WIC agencies in Missouri who offer services in 250 clinics. Here in Taney County, I believe we began offering WIC services in October of 1993 at our Forsyth location. Our annual caseload at that time was around 4,800. Today here in Taney County, we have three locations and a mobile unit, which is actually fairly new in the last year. And we serve approximately 400 families per month with an annual caseload of 16,500.
So basically, it's been around a while and it's providing some good services, not only locally, but around the country, isn't it?
Absolutely. You can find WIC all throughout the United States.
So did I read this right on this note that 50% of infants in the U.S. are supported through the WIC program? 50%. Wow.
50%. I think that's a pretty catching number when you think about it. 50% of our babies are receiving WIC services, so we know that 50% of those babies are receiving a healthy start.
And for folks that don't know, what does exactly WIC stand for?
Yes, WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children.
Okay, and what does the program actually do?
We offer, we're a supplemental nutrition program that helps families eat well and stay healthy. Mm-hmm. We offer one-on-one nutrition education and counseling. We have breastfeeding education and support. We do health screenings such as weights and measurements and iron checks. Those healthy foods that we provide include some dairy products, some whole grains, fresh fruits and vegetables, some good protein foods like eggs, beans, and peanut butter. We also offer infant food and formula for those moms that choose not to breastfeed, in addition to referrals to other health care and medical programs in the community.
And when we're going through this list here, I notice one thing that's pretty high up on the list is education. And not only breastfeeding education, but just a lot of this is education, isn't it? Kind of letting, especially maybe moms who are going through this for the first time, maybe this is their first child. This is an opportunity to learn some of the nutritional things that they need to know, correct?
That is correct. And through our clinic, we do everything one-on-one, so that gives us the opportunity to meet with those parents, you know, and give them the opportunity to ask those questions that they may not ask otherwise.
And kind of meet them where they are, you
Absolutely.
Know, as far as in their progression.
Yes.
You know, some may be ready and some may be going, what have I gotten myself into? And, and a lot of that is emotional support, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the specifics now of the WIC program. First off, who is eligible to be a part of the WIC program?
Sure. So women, infants, and children, WIC. We provide services to women who are pregnant or who have just had a baby. Of course, infants, and then children up to the age of 5 years.
But those aren't the only ones that can enroll in the program, right?
No. You know, when you think of enrolling in the program, you think of parents, but also we encourage fathers who are single fathers to enroll their children. Grandparents nowadays have care of their grandchildren. Even foster parents or legal guardians can apply for WIC.
And I guess that just kind of really is the realization that there are many more levels of caregiving now in families. You know, you mm-hmm. mentioned grandparents. I mean, I think a lot of us may know at least one set of grandparents that have helped, if not raise a child because maybe of a family situation, maybe an untimely death or something, but maybe sitting with them a lot if both parents work.
Correct.
Those type of things. I mean, the family unit kind of has expanded that way,
hasn't it? It has. Things have changed.
So let's talk about now the program qualifications. What is the certain criteria that people need to meet mm-hmm. here?
So how you qualify for WIC, it is an income-based program, so you must meet income eligibility guidelines. Or if you or your child are currently enrolled in programs such as the SNAP or food stamp program, currently receiving Medicaid or temporary assistance, foster children automatically qualify for the program as well. As far as the income guidelines, the family of four could make around $55,500 gross annual income a year and still qualify for WIC.
You know, and some folks may be listening to this and go, okay, I mean, obviously the income guidelines are pretty self-explanatory there, but maybe they have questions on, am I in this category or not? This is where they could call the health department and say, look, here's my situation, here's what I got, and you can kind of give them those answers, right?
Absolutely. You can call us at any time and we'll answer any of your questions.
So let's talk a little bit about maybe one of the expanding areas. I mentioned we've done these shows so long, whether it's here on the podcast or on the old mm-hmm. At Your Service
yes.
radio show, that we actually did this at a time before technology had caught up, if you know what I mean. I mean, it
yes.
was the simple voucher program that was there for years, but there are so many different ways to do this with some type of e-cards. Now, kind of go through that.
Sure. You talk about the vouchers. We were just signing a 50-year book online, and a lot of the comments were vouchers. But thank goodness we have progressed to new technology, and actually in 2020, WIC started issuing eWIC or EBT cards for easy shopping for our participants.
Yes. Did I say this right? You've also got an app?
There is a WIC Shopper app that is available, so everything to the participant is at their fingertips. It's if they open their app, they have their benefits, they can see when their next appointment is, they can do online education, there's a lot of healthy recipes, there's so many great things at their fingertips now.
It's so when you mention that, because one of our other regular contributors to the At Your Service podcast is mm-hmm. the Missouri Department of Conservation. We mm-hmm. do a weekly show with them, and we've done that show so long that now pretty much anything you want to do in the field of conservation, whether it's hunting permits, those type of things are done online through apps. And Tammy, that was kind of pretty much a good necessity, because it kind of goes back to meeting people where they are, and technology allows for these things now, and you kind of
yes.
have to reach out to them through there, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, we've had very excellent comments with people loving the app. Plus, we love it too. No paper checks, no vouchers.
Yeah, the less paper, the better. Yeah, that is good. That is
yes.
good for everyone. Well, besides being able to take advantage of the technology, let's talk about a few of the other benefits of the WIC program.
Yeah, so some of those benefits include the healthy food options. Once they are issued their foods on their card, they, of course, go to one of our local grocery stores. And some of our foods actually are some great foods. You get some name brand cereals, string cheese. Who doesn't like string cheese and yogurt tubes?
I've got some string cheese in
absolutely.
The refrigerator. It's
so,
kind of my midday snack, even during Ozarks. Now I use that.
Over the last couple of years, they've just improved the food package for our mm-hmm. participants. We also offer the Farmers Market program, and that's coming up beginning in May. So
you're just kind of starting that now, aren't you?
It will start in May 1st is
right.
when we can start issuing our benefits. We've done that for the last couple of years. Our families receive $20 to use at one of the local farmers market. And it doesn't have to be locally, but if they're out of the county, as long as it's one of the approved farmers markets. And last year, they improved their technology, and they have a QR code, and they have an app as well. So
that's another thing in all the years we've done the program is kind of seeing the resurrection of farmers markets. I know mm-hmm. I remember we were doing an All At Your Service show years ago, and we were having to put the word out who's got a farmers market.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just off the top of my head, I can think of four in the area,
yes.
right off the top of my head, including in downtown Branson, but others in Taney and even Stone counties and even down in Arkansas.
Yeah.
It's great to see that as someone that deals with healthy eating, it's great to see that these foods are becoming available again, aren't they?
Absolutely, not to mention helping our local farmers out.
Yes, and there's some great products, and we certainly will be keeping track of that. And I guess it's even great now that you mm-hmm. can have the WIC families take advantage of that, because isn't a lot of this sometimes we talked about education earlier. Isn't some of this mm-hmm. not, it's kind of the education saying, here's what's available to you and here's why it's helpful? I mean, some of these things we haven't thought about in a while, and I got to believe that this helps these families.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't know your resources until somebody shares them with you.
Yes, and how helpful it can be. Health-wise and so many other things like that. So, is, you know, with all the years that you've worked with the WIC program, if you were to look at and just think personally of, you know, here is really where I have found this has been so gratifying to be a part of this program, what would that be?
Yeah, we won't tell you how many years I've worked with WIC.
No. You notice I didn't ask that question because I said, it's even in my notice, do not ask Tammy about years. I got it. I remember
it's been
that.
A minute, yes. But I've seen so many changes over the years, and what I really love to see is when you are out in the community and your former WIC participants come up to you. They give you a hug and say, hey, you're mm-hmm. the WIC lady. You know, we loved the WIC program. We loved, you know, whatever. You've helped us, you know.
Yeah.
Has tremendously helped our family, so thank you. And it's very heartwarming.
Yes. And again, we're not going to put the years on it, but we know a lot of those infants have grown up, and that's really satisfying. And to make you feel better on this podcast and also on the Ozarks Now program, mm-hmm. I have had many guests sit in those chairs mm-hmm. who I've known when they were about the old saying, yay, hi, or I covered them when they were doing sports in high school, and now they're sitting there, and I'm going, okay, so how old does that make me? We promise we won't do the numbers game on that, but it is satisfying to see that, though, isn't it?
It is. When you see the infants that you've seen are now grown and having their own babies. I mean, I've been around long enough to see that. So.
Yes. Well, hey, and it means that the Taney County Health Department, and again, I know other health departments around the state and around the nation have done this, but it's just a great, isn't it a great service to be able to reach out and help these families?
It is. It is.
Yeah. So let's talk about if people need to find out about WIC in Taney mm-hmm. County specifically, tell us where the locations are throughout the county.
Absolutely. We have three locations. Our Branson office, we are in Forsyth one day a week on Mondays. We also pack up and we go to Hollister. We're housed inside Jordan Valley Clinic. We're there a couple days a month. And like I said earlier, our mobile unit just started last April, I believe. So it's been a year in service. And we visit White River Mountain Apartments in Hollister. We're out at the Penley. And then we also, just this last couple of months, have been out at Bridge of Faith Church in Rockaway Beach.
I remember, and it seemed like maybe we had discussed that starting the last time you were here mm-hmm. Last year about being able to get out in the mobile unit and see. Do you think that being able to get mobile has helped increase awareness of the WIC program?
I hope so. We love being out in the community. It's just the fact that we're taking our services to our participants, meeting them where they're at. We're looking hopefully to implement some more locations in the near future. So
if I would say this: if let's just say there may be a location looking at, you know what, maybe there's an organization that says, hey, maybe we could benefit from this. Could they reach out to you and ask questions about being a partner?
Absolutely. If you have a population or a community that you believe have WIC eligible participants, contact us. We would be happy to look into it and see if we can bring our mobile unit to your location.
So, as I said, we haven't had a chance to visit on these podcasts in a while, but I have seen information. I do keep finding out some great information on Facebook. I know your website mm-hmm. is out there, and there's a lot of services from the Taney County Health Department. Let's kind of review for everyone what's the best way to stay in touch.
Yes, you can call us at any time. Our number is 334-4544. There's many extensions, so whichever service that you're needing, just make sure you choose the correct extension. If not, we'll get you where you need. You can visit us on our website at taneycohealth.org or many of our social media pages.
Yes, and we used to say back in, I know in 2020 there was something going on that kind of kept our focus for a while, something called COVID or something like that, and we said,
we don't talk about that.
Yes, of course, we've done plenty of talk about that, but again, the Taney County Health Department, it's not about COVID, though you can get COVID information still there to this day, and they're very willing to help you with that and other things going on. And I hope everyone I know, as I said, it's been a while since we've touched base. I've exchanged some messages with Kara, and I know Lisa and the whole gang over there is busy. How's everyone doing over there?
Everybody's doing great.
Good. Well, tell them that we're glad that you were able to come and represent them today, and appreciate you coming to get this information out about WIC and the program that's been going on 50 years. That's just it's crazy to think about how long that's been going on, but how beneficial it is. And we appreciate you passing along the information. Tammy, always
Absolutely.
Good seeing you.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Tammy Drake from the Taney County Health Department joining us on today's edition of the At Your Service podcast. Which is wrapping up right now. Of course, this will be posted as are all of our podcasts here on the Branson Podcast Network. So I invite you to go back and check out some of our other podcasts on At Your Service with the Stone County Community Health Coalition as well as the Missouri Department of Conservation. Plus, we have many other shows, including some new shows we're just adding. Check it all out on the Branson Podcast Network. I'm Scott McCauley. We'll see you next time on the At Your Service Podcast.